Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1.
A texter to 51551 says, when I was in school, there was a guy called Tony, but every year when the role was renewed, the teacher would call his actual name Robert Anthony. There you go. We're talking about this because Nikki Haley has said that her husband, initially, she knew him as Bill Michael Haley. She said, "You don't look like a Bill, you look like a Michael." And from then on, you better believe it, he was known as Michael Haley. Anyway, Fergal Murphy is a lecturer in linguistics at UCD and joins me now on the line. You're very welcome to the programme. It has sparked a conversation. Whether people, I don't know how, what this even means, Fergal, but you take it and run with it. Whether people actually look like their names or not. Do you look like a Fergal?
Not at all, no. Yes. And I don't even look like my voice sounds either. So.
Do you not?
You might have certain preconceptions and prejudices about what a Fergal should look like or sound like, but no. Just like, you know, you don't sound like Cormac at all.
Yeah. Well, you sound very dashing and debonair. There's no question about it.
Well, indeed, and you too.
Yeah. Is this the Mutual Appreciation Society? Yeah, is this a thing? Like, people are texting us that I was christened one name, but I'm known as another. How common is that?
It's not uncommon at all. I mean, a lot of people would tell you about that in Ireland, that they know in their own family or a family, they know someone who is, you know, christened Mary or something, but there's another Mary in the family, so she's known as Teresa, because maybe that's her middle name, or just it was a name that was in the family in general, that, you know, there wasn't anyone nearby was called Teresa, so she could call that. Or like Donny, the correspondent for CNN.
Yeah.
I mean, he's called Donny.
Unlikely to have been christened Donny.
He wasn't christened.
Exactly.
Yeah, unlikely to have been, as I said. Yeah.
Yeah. And called that because that to you know, differentiate him from his uncles and father and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, some people are sort of serial offenders, though, when it comes to this. We have a text from one person saying, my mother-in-law, a super lady, had four kids. Patrick Joseph, she called Pork. Well, I suppose that's not that much of a reach. Thomas John, she called Sean. Mary Bridget, she called Maura. And Eileen Ann, she called Evelyn.
Yeah, well, that's not unusual in the sense, internationally, it's not unusual in the sense of having like a family name within the family and an official name outside.
Is it not internationally? You know, so, it's like this isn't an Irish thing.
No, culturally it's not. There would be various ways in which you would say, like, on a form it's XYZ, at home it's PQR, but out on the street it's ABC. You can have a number of different names depending on the situation or circumstance.
Are you sure now? I'm kind of picturing Americans listening to this conversation saying, listening to you saying this is not uncommon. Is he absolutely insane? How are you not known by your name?
Yeah, well, you change your name in America quite easily. I mean, yeah. John Wayne wasn't John Wayne, for God's sake. And he's now called, I mean, you wouldn't have gone to see, a gunfighting Western with the star gunman being, you know, Marion Morrison. But you would go to see it, it's called John Wayne. So, I mean, changing names in the United States is quite normal. So, of course you would.
Another listener says, my neighbour is called one of her sons Sean and the other one Jack. You had no idea how much I wanted to tell her, says that listener. Another person, I mean, we had two Christophers earlier in the programme, so, you know, I mean, this in the same family, like in the literally same family. Another person says, I'm John Paul, but my family call me Paul, my friends call me John. I suppose that's what you're talking about, Fergal, is it? Inside the house you're called one thing, outside the house you're called another. Like, I actually know a family of Harringtons from Galway, and all the brothers are called Harry by their friends.
Right. Yeah.
But they will be called by their first name in, like to differentiate them.
Yeah. Well, but like, so when you're with your friends, you would have, well, probably a nickname. Say, for instance, but you might have a nickname, say, in school that you got in school, a nickname, say, on the friends on your road who don't go to your school, they called you that name. And then at home, you have the name, say, that they call you, and you still have the name on the birth cert that the teacher is calling you.
Yeah, it's
you
very
by.
Different. So have you ever been known as anything other than Fergal? Fergal?
I have indeed, yes, all my life. My nickname at home, and it's my name, is Goggs. My
Goggs.
Entire family call me Goggs. My nieces and nephew call me Uncle Goggs.
Why Goggs?
Once I was at... Well, there you go.
Now, do you know
why?
The
mystery of nicknames. There's various stories, but no one knows exactly how it caught on. But that's the beauty of nicknames.
Yeah.
You, like when you were in school, you had teachers with nicknames that got those nicknames decades before you ever went to the school, and you continued with that nickname.
Yeah, yeah.
In my school, we had a teacher who I called Elmer. We all called him Elmer. I didn't know why he was called Elmer. That was just what we all called him. And it wasn't until later in life I realized he was named after Elmer in Bugs Bunny.
Oh, there you go, Elmer Fudd. We'll finish on one text, Gogs. A listener says, I was baptised Mary Frances Breege as my father got to pick, unsupervised by my mother, who was quite ill after my birth. When she came to, she shortened it to Breege. Phew, says that listener. Well, look, Gogs Murphy, it is a pleasure to talk to you again.
You shouldn't have told him.
Gogsy, we'll talk to you again quite soon. Fergal Murphy,
okay,
lecturer in linguistics at UCD. Thank you very much indeed.